Denise Levertov will read from her poetry Monday, May 9th, from tonight at 8:30 p.m. in Anthony Lounge at the Women's Residence Hall. She's the daughter of a Russian Jew who became a clergyman of the Church of England. And she left England and came to this country after the Second World War. In one of her poems in her most recent book, Oh, Taste and See, she declares, I am speaking of living. Let me try and read another poem, the title poem, Go Taste and See. The world is not enough with us, oh taste and see, the subway Bible poster said, meaning the Lord, meaning, if anything, all that lives, to the imagination's tongue, grief, mercy, language, tangerine, weather, took, breathe them, bite, savor, chew, swallow, transform into our flesh, our death, crossing the street, plum, quince, living in the orchard and being hungry and plucking the fruit. Please forgive the name dropping, she's a friend of mine. On Wednesday is Dandelions Day. This is the last class. This is the last class in this class. What date did I set for your term papers in an overgenerous
moment? 28.
And the exam is when?
23rd.
Suppose I... I shifted that final date down the week, the 21st. I can't change a date now, but I'm in severe trouble. Please help me. Will you please, if you have them done, for God's sake, get them in as soon as you can, huh? And, I know I can't change the date. I should have set it back earlier. There's no question about it. I'll be in absolute misery. But would you please turn them in as soon as you can? And lastly, may I ask you to do a request, a favor, an additional item in your paper to me, which I just need for future, for myself. Would you write a one-sentence comment on each of the books that have been assigned? I mean, especially with regard to guiding me as to what books are worth assigning to any future meeting in this class. Just a one-sentence on each of the books assigned to read. Thank you. Let me end this class by preaching a sermon in favor of the heresy known as antinomianism. From nomos, law, anti means anti, against the law. It's a heresy which has been in Christianity, heresy. Like all heresies, really the orthodoxy, the orthodoxy won't want to deny. The heresy, this or orthodoxy, has been in Christianity from the beginning. The antinomian tendency, the lawless tendency. For example, can you get more lawless than 1 Corinthians 15:24? 1 Corinthians 15:24. Then cometh the end, when he shall have put down all rule, all authority, and all power. That is to say, the aim is to loose mere anarchy upon the world. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world, said Yeats and shuddered. Antinomianism, then, is the true ultimate goal of Christianity, to abolish all authority and power. And psychoanalysis, Freud, is a great emancipator, perhaps the great emancipator, the great emancipator from the reality principle. Freud means free speech, free associations, in several senses of that word, random thoughts, and spontaneous movements. Free associations or random thoughts, we stumble on the truth. The truth is always scandalous, which means a stumbling block. Truth is where we stumble or fall down. Truth is in the rough ground, in the anomalies, which is the Greek word meaning uneven, in the anomalies. Not in the explanations, not in explanations, which means making it all level, right? Explain. Explain is to make it all smooth, and when you make it all smooth, you lie. Truth is in the anomalies, not in the explanations. As the Church Father Origen said, search the scripture till you find a stumbling block. As Freud said, look for the slips of the tongue. The lapsus linguae, those fortunate falls. The truth is in the error. We slip out from under the reality principle into the truth when the control breaks down. By great good fortune. Gratis. It's a free ride by grace and not by our own work or will. It is a treasure stumbled upon suddenly and not gradually accumulated, adding one to one. The accumulation of learning, adding to the sum total of human knowledge, lay that burden down, that baggage, that impediment. Take nothing for your journey, travel light. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Travel light. The is in the error. The original mistake in every sentence is metaphor. There is no sentence without metaphor. And metaphor is always a mistake. As the great logician Aristotle said, metaphor consists, what? In giving the name, the thing, a name that belongs to something else. Metaphor is to give the thing a name that belongs to something else. And that's all we can do with words. Well, we can do it in our sleep or we can do it awake. There's the choice. Or to quote the great contemporary or now elderly logician Gilbert Ryle at Oxford, so worshipped in America, metaphor is the presentation of facts of one category in the idiom appropriate to another. These are what the logicians make of metaphor. At any rate, it is a mistake or an impropriety. And there is no sentence without that mistake or impropriety. And the original metaphor, the original sentence, the original folly is in those mystical sentences which you can get one version from the East and one from the West. In the East they say tat tvam asi is the primal form of the sentence. Thou art that. Obviously a mistake, right? And the primal form of the sentence in the West, this is my body. Speaking of bread and wine, very great mistake. Making this thing other, the primal form of the sentence is to make something something else. Metaphor is mistake or impropriety. Metaphor is a faux pas, or a slip of the tongue, or if you like, a little madness, a little seizure or inspiration. Freedom then is poetry, taking liberties with words. Breaking the rules of normal speech or violating common sense. Freedom is violence. Thou art that. This is something else. Oh, this is my body of bread and wine. The original sense is nonsense. And common sense, a cover-up job, namely repression. The psychoanalysis, or symbolical consciousness, where does it lead? It leads from disguise to patent nonsense, from hidden to open nonsense. And if any of you are philosophers, you will know that that's exactly where Wittgenstein, the great philosopher of the 20th century, said, philosophy should lead you. My aim is to lead you, he says, from a piece of disguised nonsense to open or patent nonsense. My aim is to lead you from disguised nonsense to patent nonsense. And notice the implication. If it's not nonsense, it's just hidden nonsense. Look at the world around you. Wittgenstein or surrealism